Players ready? Play. 15 seed here. It's the 11th of August 2024, and I'm in Montreal, Canada. I use the Olympics and the time after the Olympics to work pretty hard on my game. I'm committed to trying to hit a flatter backhand and to get greater depth and kick on my second serve, all with an aim of being able to attract a short ball and then use that to hit to corners, come to the net, control points. I've got a system that works pretty well to have got me to 15 in the world, which I'm pretty proud of, but it's also shown limitations when I've played the very good players. So I'm committed to trying to implement this new game plan. Some of it is technical, some of it is strategic, some of it is mental. And whilst I'm out of the tournament, this is by way of review, I'm making some strides and had a very good win early, so I was very happy with that. But first of all, I love being in Montreal. Just come from the Olympics, and of course Montreal's an Olympic city. It's a city, unfortunately, that probably went broke as a result of having the Olympics, and that's probably why we have made certain changes in the way that we finance stands and opening and closing ceremonies and those sorts of things. But it's a wonderful city. It's got that French flavour, of course, and so we've got this mixture of the old Montreal section with architecture together with the modern style and culture and the like. It's set here on the St. Lawrence River. It's a port city, and very much enjoy it. And I'd like to give a plug to plant-based restaurants that I find around the world. And there's a restaurant here called Lov, L-O-V, Love, Lov, however you want to say, Lov vegan restaurant. And I'll tell you what, the mushroom risotto was to die for. And they even had a poutine. Poutine is a very Montreal dish, French fries with cheese and lots of gravy. I think a bit of a cholesterol killer. But there's a vegan poutine, and with using substitutes, and it's actually very nice. So if you're in Montreal, you want plant-based, Lov Vegan Restaurant is something that I can recommend. 15th seed here in Montreal. It's a Masters 1000 event, so a lot of the very good players are here. Part of their build-up to the US Open in a few weeks' time. And I've dedicated myself to improving my backhand and my serve. And I had a very good win, I have to say, over Francis Tiafoe in the first round, 6-4, 6-2. I'm very pleased with that because Francis has just come off a semi-final berth in Washington, where he beat Andre Rublev on the way before losing to Sebastian Korda. So he loves this part of the world. He loves this surface. He's in good form. So for me to go out and to win and win the way that I did, very, very pleased. Again, I don't want to get overborne by stats, but I saw that I won 57% points on my second serve, which is much higher percentage than I have been doing recently. And whilst I lost two serves in the match, I was able to break five times. I'm not sure actually this is the highest standard match that Francis and I are even going to play, because I was sticking to my guns. He was a bit erratic. But the other stat that I'm very pleased about is that I won 16 of 19 points when I came to the net, and that's one of the things I'm seeking to do. So that was a great metric for me. Second serve, I upped the pace, but yeah, we're still relatively safe. I'm working on a new ball toss, which is slightly in front of me to the right. So it's a work in progress, but I thought it worked pretty well. It was a match I needed to give myself reassurance that I'm on the right track. So very pleased with that. It's a quality win, and I hope it's the first of many to come. Fifteenth seed here, Montreal, and after beating Francis Tiafo, I then came up against Italian Lorenzo Sonego, who's been around for quite some time. He's probably late 20s, big, tall fellow, again, Italian flair. He'd beaten Griekspoor in the first round, so again, he was in form. Probably not his best surface. He's probably more suited to clay. I remember he actually beat Felix Auger Aliassime in Monte Carlo, which was a pretty good win this year. So he's a good player, but it was a good chance for me to test my resolve. And I have to say, I played pretty well. I broke his serve four times, and again won 11 of 16 points when I came to the net. Is what I'm trying to work on. My second service, you know, high percentage of wins off my second serve, which is again something I haven't traditionally done. So the work and the effort, the application is starting to pay off. I think I'm probably it's suited to this hard court surface. So I'm now sets up the match against Jannik Sinner, so that will be the real test of whether it can hold up under that sort of pressure. I'm in Montreal, Canada. I'm into the third round. I'm playing Jannik Sinner, and I lost 4-3. I lost my serve three times. I didn't get to break his serve. I didn't even get a break point on his serve. My points won on second serve, which is where I'm trying to make rapid improvement, was 39%. So I've gone from 59% when I'm winning to 39% when I'm losing. The fact of the matter is, these players who are 1, 2, 3 in the world, it's the way they return the ball. You should be having the advantage of the whole purpose of your serve, okay? Your first serve is the big advantage, but your second serve still needs to be a bit of a weapon. No one put it in sharper focus for me than Novak Djokovic, who just won such an incredibly high percentage of points on second serve. And that's what I've been working on. But the reality is, it didn't work today. I didn't play badly. I actually felt that I was competitive in so many games. The problem is Jannik Sinner, like Alcaraz, like Djokovic, they just keep coming at you. They don't give you free points. They're always around the mark. Even when you're winning your service game, it is hard work to do so, and they're long and they're hard, and yet when it comes to their serve, they seem to have a knack of just being able to breeze through, losing 1 or 2 points only, but they're quick, and then you're back serving again. For Jannik, this is just like his typical workmanlike game. You know, those hard, heavy ground shots, relentless, works you around the court, then opens it up, and bang, they pull the trigger. And even if you get the ball, you're struggling to get it back into the court with any conviction, and they just pick you off. Jannik Sinner is a star. Again, he's had a bit of time off, a short break, obviously, in the middle of the year to then come back and set himself for a good second half of the season. So I lost. I wasn't terrible, but I wasn't in the same league as a Jannik Sinner. The wash-up for the 15th seed at Montreal is at 100 points. That's good. Prize money, $91,500. Again, very good. Self-assessment, I give myself 8 out of 10, which you might think is a bit overstated, but I kept to my game plan. That's why I'm giving myself points. Using a new game plan, I beat Francis TFO, Sonago, and even though I lost to Sinner, I kept to the plan. I was reasonably competitive. I didn't go near his serve, but it was an indication that I think that I'm on the right track. It was a good start to the hard court season, so I'm looking forward to the US Open in some weeks' time. Got Cincinnati in the meantime, and until then, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.